From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Kyler Altenhoff, and today I am joined by Chase, Adam, Wes, and Will. We are doing a virtual producers roundtable.
I'm Chase Carter. I'm a senior MMP major at Ball State, and I'm an engineer and producer for The Scene.
I'm Will Robbins. I'm a senior TCOM major. Yeah, I'm the booking communications coordinator here on The Scene.
Wonder who else we got.
I'm Wes Gags. I'm a producer and engineer from The Scene. I'm a senior MMP student.
Hello, everyone. I'm Adam Finassier. I'm the Cardinal Music Group representative as part of The Scene, and I am a soon-to-be senior music media production major at Ball State University.
And I'm Kyler Altenhoff, and I'm also a soon-to-be senior here in the MMP program at Ball State. All right, so we've all picked some of our favorite songs we've mixed either this semester or last semester, and we're just going to go around the circle and talk about them a little bit. Chase, you want to start us off?
Yes, sure. So the first thing I got is Evening Attraction. We caught them at Virginia Avenue Music Festival. I think it was the first big weekend over the summer recording. And this song is called Say You Will. Evening Attraction, I wasn't even sure I'd be able to get any of their audio because our hard drives actually crashed while we were recording. But what we did capture, I thought, was really good.
Say I will, say I will. Oh, Thank you very much. We're the evening attraction. See y'all
guys. That was fun. That was fun. They sound like a fun group.
Yeah, they were trying to get people to go out with them after the performance. I just remember that day. It was like raining. It was like sort of cold. I think they were like the last performance on that stage before they actually brought everybody inside. So, like, honestly, like, it would have been really hard to even capture them if they would have called it earlier. And I'm just surprised we even got something. So
he said this was Virginia Avenue.
That is correct.
That was a cold, wet weekend, honestly.
It was so fun, though. I love that festival.
A stormy May Day.
All right, Will, what do you have to bring to the virtual table?
I actually have a couple songs. The first one will be from Cole Woodruff. Actually, they both will be from Cole Woodruff because I only actually recorded one actual episode this semester. This song, or this set was from our Indiana Public Radio's event, All Beers Considered, back in the fall of 2019. This first one is called Little Faith. It's one of his newer songs. He's an Indianapolis-based singer-songwriter. I personally known him for like the majority of my lifetime. So if we want to hear it now, we can.
Thought I heard you breathing last night when I was sleeping. I ain't heard a word from you in weeks. Searching for the things to say to get this poison out my veins. But I ain't wrote a song that I can keep. It's been too long waiting for the air to clear. Too much time alone. It's been this and you, my dear. So take all the records off the shelf. Learn to get along all by yourself. Let the memories fade. Everything will be okay. Just takes a little faith. Flicker of a candle, another road to ramble. Starting out again is getting old. Dwelling on the sad things, scrambling my feeble brain. But I don't want to live with all this hurt. It's been too long waiting for the sun to rise. Too much time in darkness. Living like I'm blind. So take all the records off the shelf. Learn to get along all by yourself. Let the memories fade. Everything will be okay. Just takes a little faith. Off the shelf, learn to get along all by yourself. Let the memories fade, everything will be okay. Just takes a little faith.
So, yeah, that was Cole Woodruff at Indiana Public Radio's event, All Beers Considered, back in the fall of 2019. What do you guys think?
You know, I really like some of Cole's, like, original stuff. Cole, I think, for that venue was, one of, like, a really good artist choice by IPR, I think, to fill that. I just love listening to his music. Everybody sort of just dig the mood at the event, and it was a lot of fun to listen to.
It's pretty earthy tone.
It's almost the perfect vibe for All Beers Considered.
Yeah, I really liked his voice. Even over WebEx, it still just sounded really good.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, what song do you have for us?
Right, so my artist that I would like to feature goes by the name of American. And this particular live set that we're about to hear was at Treese. And she's an up-and-coming artist, primarily based in Indy, but she actually goes to Ball State. And we've actually featured her before as part of our Benny Gratis series for Cardinal Music Group and Beneficence Records. A clear soul influence. She's an awesome performer. You can tell that she puts her heart and soul into her lyricism, and that is definitely evident in this performance you're about to hear. So let's take a listen.
Don't check me unless you got a check for me. I got the recipe, I got the sauce, I got the seasoning right to the left of me. Enemies full of jealousy, cause I'm living successfully, and I'm blessed especially, and no weapon against me shall prosper, not in my final form, but I'm in your final glory. You a sexist, your favorite rapper on my hit list. My thoughts get hectic, but I'm anxious, and I'm waiting, and I'm patient, I swear. Write out my curses in person, but I'm classy, I swear. Young, wild, and reckless, and flaws and perfection, and I'm only human, and skeletons with jelly sausage bacon for breakfast, and 317 be my city, you know I represent. I just wanna make my mama proud and make my daddy wish she never left me. My exes see me happy and they wish they never met me. Don't bet me unless you got the money and you living debt free. I'm popping like a cherry, all here merry, living carefree. What's up? Yo. What's up? You got it, you know I get it, you in it, you know I fit it, I speak it, you know it's written, you talking but never listen. What's up? Yo, you got it, you know I get it, you in it, you know I fit it, I speak it, you know it's written, you talking but never listen. What's up? What's up? You got it, you know I get it, you in it, you know I fit it, I speak it, you know it's written, you talking but never listen. What's up? What's up? They can see me in they hood, then they saying what's up. They can see me in they hood, then they saying what's up. Say what's up. They can see me in they hood, then they saying what's up. Say what's up. They can see me in they hood, then they saying what's up. Say what's up. So while my out east, that they jigging what's up. So while my out west, hard villain, what's up? Reporting live.
What'd you say?
From the east side of it. East side of the net. Slump your tail, take a nap. What's up? Yo.
Right, so that was American.
Yeah, good stuff.
Wasn't she on Drop the Mic or something like on Netflix as well?
Yeah, she was featured on Netflix.
Is that what it was called?
For sure. I can't think of the name of the show right now.
Dude, that's awesome, though. You said she's a Ball State student?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome that, like, people from Ball State are so baller.
Yeah. For sure, yeah.
Facts.
Chirp, chirp.
Do you know what she studies, perchance?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Okay, I guess that was... I don't know if she was like MMP or something.
She studies straight bars. Okay.
I'm waiting for this to take off.
Yeah, hashtag we fly.
Oh, gosh. Usually Kyler's the one with the puns, Adam.
I know, man. He's just up and at him today.
Okay, Kyler. Stop, please.
All right, cool. So the song I'm going to be featuring first is called Slow Down by Ronnie Ranjay. Similar to Adam, this was a Cardinal Music Group event. And basically, it was a house call. And what we did, he lives over in the Haven Apartments. And we essentially just like cleared out that entire lobby area and then just set up recording equipment. I believe everyone here was here for that. Yeah.
It was a big, big recording production.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that mix was pretty interesting to put together because it was a super reverberant room, but I think it turned out pretty well. So let's go ahead and give it a little ear gander, if you will.
Spend all that time worry about the wrong things. Slow down, slow down. I'm just glad you're home with me. Remember when you were a stranger? The day I met you, girl, it was a game changer. You're special to me. Special to me. Slow down, slow down. Come dance with me. Slow down, slow down. Come dance with me. Slow down, slow down. Come dance with me. Slow down, slow down. Can we press rewind? I'm so proud that you stuck around with me. Remember when I was a stranger? I played you a song, you said it was a banger. You bought the CD and played it on repeat. Slow down, slow down. Slow down, come dance with me. Slow down, come dance with me. Slow down, come dance with me. Oh, won't you slow it down with me? Oh, won't you slow
down. Slow it down, 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 slow it down. Slow it down, 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 slow it down. Slow down, slow down, come dance with me. Slow down, slow down, come dance with me. Slow down, slow down, come dance with me. Slow down, slow down.
That's pretty cool. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the week leading up to that, speaking with Ronnie, I think that the whole idea of the band was a lot of these songs were originally hip hop and like recorded in a studio session. I think like within a week or two, he put together an entire band to sort of highlight this stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It was really cool. I remember him just telling me he was calling up a bunch of really talented musicians he knew for the house call for the couple weeks prior to the event. And it was really cool that he was able to get together such a diverse group of people to come together and just create music, especially seeing it live, just seeing them all perform and vibe together. It was really cool.
People in the apartment complex were sort of like looking around, like, what's going on? Why is there like loud music playing?
Yeah.
And I mean, I was a little anxious because I was like, are these landlords going to come down and like be like, hey, like, yeah, turn this down.
Yeah.
But no, it was everybody was in the lobby was just chilling. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't like a loud. It was music. It wasn't just loud sound. So the next thing I got, the first time this year we went to the Weebiché Music Festival, we caught Scott Greeson and his band, The Trouble with Monday. And The Trouble with Monday, I think his wife is actually the leader of it or something like that. He's just a bunch of talented musicians all got together. I think they're out of Lafayette, Indiana, in that area. We met him before he went on that morning, and he was just a really friendly dude to talk to. Like, he said he was opening up a recording studio, and he was like, hey, yeah, give me your contact information so we can like talk in the future. And he's just a great dude to really talk to, and everything he says is genuine. So this song is called Cutback Blues.
You too, that we can't afford you. Say the market's tough and costs are up, and our CEO ain't paid enough to fix that bottom line. We gotta say goodbye. Right size, downsize, rewind, cut like a new path, reorganize. Pack my stuff, took me to my truck, wave goodbye and said good luck. This dog bone, it's hard to chew. To tell the truth, I feel you. Got a bad, bad case, and a cut that blue. Tell me about it, Kevin. Ladder. Overtime and dollar signs are all that matters.
Ching, 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 ring.
That's all changed.
And I feel the pain.
Oh. No matter what you call it, hit me in the water. My savings is strained.
Right size, down size, realign. Cut back a new path, reorganize.
Said good luck. Wave goodbye.
that case and I got that blue. Come on, Mark, play for me. A new path reorganized. Packed my stuff, took me to my truck. Waved goodbye and said good luck. Waved goodbye and said good luck. Worked endless hours, no weekends off. Didn't matter, I still got tossed. Got a bad, bad case of the gut that blew. Hey man, heard you lost your job today. Hey, I talked to the boss. He said he didn't care if I had your locker. Hey, by the way, I emptied all your stuff out for you, and I put it in a garbage bag. You can find it out on the curb when you drive by. Have a great day. Man, that hurt.
So yeah, I mean, I really like the variety of like the saxophone. There's a accordion in there, a variety of instruments. It's just a lot of fun to watch, and it's a lot of fun to listen to.
I'm really glad we got to go to that festival. I'm glad we're like going on that side of the state now.
Definitely, and it was a different like variety than what we usually get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would definitely say that Weebashe kind of conveys the most authentic, like, classic music festival idea more than any other outing that I've been to personally, just because it's out in the open, isolated, away from a lot of noise, surrounded by trees, three different stages that are relatively close together, and it's just out in this open lawn, and it's a very, very nice vibe that they've got set up. I've said vibe about, like, 20 times during this entire podcast, but I stand by that. That choice of terminology.
Yeah, it's okay, man. We're just vibing here. We're just vibing.
It's okay. It's a good word.
It's a vibe. I mean, I was gonna say, like, I really like what you're saying about classical festival sort of feeling. I totally agree with you. Like, they had two stages there. I feel like if they got people to come out and like camp the night before, did a few days, like, I mean, it was a couple days.
Definitely.
Like camp and stuff like that. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
It'd be pretty intense if they did that.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we can make another trip out there.
Right now they have a date set for this year for it. But with everything going on, who knows if that'll be a reality or not, but I really hope it does. It's fantastic. I'm so glad. Yeah. And I didn't get to go, but it seemed like you guys had a blast and they were so friendly and stuff. So
yeah, thanks to the venue owners. That was really, really a lot of fun.
Yeah. The director of the festival was very kind and very accommodating. Just telling us where to go and helping us get set up. Yeah. Shout out Weebashe Music Festival.
Shout out.
Didn't he give us a ride on, or didn't like somebody give us a ride on like an ATV or something?
Oh, yes. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't get to go and I was so jealous when I saw that happening. I was like, man, I love that. And I literally live basically in that like the backyard of that place. Like, I live on that side of the state.
Yeah, you dropped the ball on that one, Will.
I was busy, but I know, dude. But one of my biggest regrets of the last year for sure.
All right, we're going to be taking a quick break, but be sure to stick around for more tables that are round and virtually occupied by producers that work for the scene from Indiana Public Radio. All right, it looks like Wesley is up to bat.
Yes. My next artist is Joseph, and I feel bad because every time I like have referenced him, I always say Joseph, and I sound like some sort of like old guy. It's like, I like that Joseph guy. But no, his name is Joseph. And this song is called Bleeding. He likes to, I think I describe his music as like, it's singer songwriter. So, but it's more synthwave, but it's like the lyrics are more darker, and it's just, it's sad boy music that, really speaks to my, sad boy high school self.
Looking forward to hearing this.
Yes. Here we go. Can I get a little bit more of the beat? Excellent.
Right on, Wes.
Yeah, super, super, super awesome music, to be honest.
Very intense. I really
like camping.
Yeah. I think that was at New Hands Music Festival also.
Wes, for the kids listening at home, how do you spell Joseph?
Oh, gosh. he spells it very French.
Oui, oui.
J-E-A-U-X space S-E PH.
That's the way to do it.
Joseph.
Yeah, I was New Hands in its first year this year?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that this past year was the first year.
Because, you know, it was going to support, I think, Indiana CESA and, like, a bunch of other nonprofits in the area.
There was an artist fund in there somewhere.
Yeah, artist fund. I mean, I'd really like to see more Hoosiers out at that event supporting nonprofits. And, I mean, it's a great way to support local talent and nonprofits. So
I would definitely go to that this year if it's not canceled.
Yeah. I've got no idea if it is.
No.
I don't know if they have a date set or not.
But I don't think we really heard of it until like maybe 2 months before.
Yeah, that was a last minute planning on a Will and I's part.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. I'm glad we got to do it though. Yeah, right now it doesn't seem like there's a date set, but it's still, that was in like the fall too, so they still got some time.
I love Healer. Such a cool place.
I've never been. All the times we've been down there, I've never actually been. I've been to like the Fountain Square, other venues like dozens of times, but I've never been to Healer. I'm so sad. I'm going to have to.
I mean, even if you're not a music lover, you got to go for the art. Because there's so much.
From what I've seen, it's like fantastic. So I would highly recommend swinging by there sometime.
Right on. So my next band that I would like to feature is Native Son. Now, this is a soul / R&B / hip hop collective that we saw at White Rabbit during the Trees Festival. And man, I have such fond memories of the Trees Festival in general. That was my first scene outing 2 years ago. And just seeing Indianapolis and just the greater Indiana hip hop community come together for that festival was awesome. And seeing big groups like Native Son come together to put on awesome shows was just a great opportunity. So yeah, here's Native Son's live set at White Rabbit as part of Trees.
Yeah, we go by the name of Native Son, man. Represent live from here in Indianapolis. Trees has been amazing tonight, hasn't it? Like the whole day has been. Give it up for Trees. Give it up for yourselves, man. I just love like what the city's doing culturally, man. We're gonna get right into it. We got a new album coming out, Never Be King. But first, we're gonna vibe for a minute. What people gotta understand is like events like this, like Trees, it's like, it's really a cultural thing. It's not just about the music, you know? It's bigger. It's way bigger than that. It's about like people from different walks of life, different races, different ethnicities, different everything, lifestyles, vibing under that same umbrella, man, music. Do y'all feel that? Make some noise if you feel that. If you can feel that notion that just everybody under one vibe and that it's bigger than hip hop. Way bigger than hip hop and bigger than just music, man. We'll get right into it. If you're feeling what you hear tonight, make sure you check us out on Native Son Live on the IG tip. Come on in, y'all. We all family. We all family. Yeah. Let me identify when Nap is on the map like a legend's poster. You shook like the ones that tried but never come closer. We in our own space. Don't try to lecture me. My style is morbidly obese. Nobody flying next to me. Ain't no standby, baby. Ain't no coaching here. A first class cast and I ain't trying to boast in here. I'm trying to push this envelope like it was snail mail. And if I fail, well, I be in the stars. I shoot for the moon. Them empty shells turn to bars. Short-sighted fools dream of seeing this far. And I ain't gotta call them out, man. They know who they are. I ain't gotta try to shine. I was born the star, the sun that is. Really, that's a given. I'm giving my people power like number four and it was written. Far from academic, but never been a grimy figure. I'll head to London town just to have a tiny template. It's that Renaissance music, breath of fresh air. Classic in the making with renewed tight flair. When they ask you what you want, remembering hands in the air and tell them, get them high. This that Renaissance music, breath of fresh air. Classic in the making, got renewed type flair. When they ask you what you bumping, man, them hands up in the air and tell them, man, oh man, it's hot out here. Hip, hop, hip, louder, it's bigger than.
see is bigger than. Y'all know it's bigger than. I need some more energy in this piece. Indianapolis, if you're with me. I said it's bigger than. You know it's bigger than. Bye, bye, bye. Local ground swells, don't know how to power trip. If we endorse you in the city, consider it a scholarship. As far as Jack and me, as far as mockery, as far as I can see, as far as I can see, there ain't no sense that you can get in that so similar. I pull a stun and strike a pose. The flow is strictly cinema. Nowhere to run to, nowhere that y'all could even hide. The native tongue spat, the native sun peep the rise. Grown man lingo, boys might need a chaperone. My permission slipped when I flipped, I saw the nap had grown. I'm trying to push this platform just to run on. My messages are flexing, I'm texting my people, come on. Some people anti-dope, I'm like the antidote. We're trying to keep it on and on, it's like the velvet rope. I hope the scope ain't too wide, my eyes shut below. The baddest flow gets the lesser shine. It's the cut, cause I'm next in line. That breath of fresh air, high, high, high. New type plan, when they ask you what you bumping, man, them hands up in the air and tell a man, oh man. What shadow heavy, that's that renaissance music. That breath of fresh air, classic in the making. Got renewed type plan, when they ask you what you bumping, yeah, them hands up in the air and tell them, and tell them, and tell them, and tell them. Y'all better tell them, y'all, y'all, y'all. You better tell them, y'all, 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 y'all. White Rabbit, how y'all feeling tonight? I need to know. Again, if you like what you're hearing, make sure you check us out on the IG tip. Native Sun Live. New album on the way, Never Be King. As a matter of fact, I want to make a special announcement. If you go to that back corner, man, we got a merch table out right now. Brand new single called Heat.
Native Sun at Treese, everybody. What do we think?
That was the... Oh, so that was Therese?
Yes.
Okay. I did their combination set with Sirius Black on one of my episodes. And, I mean, just the raw energy in those performances is amazing. Like, he nails a performance each time, I feel like.
Do you know what stage was that at?
White Rabbit, I believe.
That's a cool place. Mm-hmm.
That place was bopping, too. They had the live drums and... the live band.
Oh yeah, that's absolutely where it was at during Treese. That's where all the jazz cats came to play. I think they had a specific backing band to come through just for the occasion to provide the backing music for artists that came through. So that was a very rare and auspicious occasion, if you will.
Nice vocabulary, Adam.
Dude, that was like a $3 word.
Yeah, you just beat me in Scrabble, bro.
Yeah. You put the honors and honors fellow, my guy. Like, what's up?
Yeah. you smart cookie, you.
So I think that's it for music right now on the show. But just listening through all these mixes sort of makes me nostalgic to the idea that we haven't been outside the house for 6 weeks, 7 weeks, however long it's been now. I mean, and... you know, there's still music happening out here, and I just wanted to sort of get everybody's takes on, like, something they got from this period or something they learned about the music scene or how people have reacted to our current situation. So
personally, I think it's been really cool to see how people are able to connect. Even though we can't physically be there with one another, we're still finding new ways, like Zoom and Google Hangouts, which have existed this whole time, but we're finally like realizing like, hey, I can actually still see all of these people, even though I can't physically be there. And I also think it's been really cool how a lot of different bands and artists are putting on virtual concerts for free public viewing. Because even though we're not able to physically be together, we can still get through this via music.
Right, Kyler, I think you hit the nail right on the head. I'll match those sentiments and just saying that I feel like the music industry has really come together, so to speak, like you said, Kyler, just in its ability to adapt and to still convey art to the public. I know just from my own perspective, as a student musician, I've taken part in a number of just collaborative efforts, overdubbing different tracks just to keep the creativity going. And it's been a beautiful thing to see how musicians and just anybody pretty much has adapted in the face of these social distancing measures. But I'm glad these measures are in place because they keep everyone safe. But nonetheless, I'm excited to get back out to Fountain Square, to Weebishe, and to all those music festivals that we so dearly enjoy.
Yeah, I definitely agree with both of what you said. I think it's awesome that, like, you know, we live in a time where we can still connect over, you know, the internet in a variety of different ways. Like 20 years ago, I've got no idea what we would have done if we had to be cooped up inside without any really form of, like, face-to-face communication like this. I think it's awesome, like, the just about everybody is, like, adapting in one way or another, whether it be, like, you know, people coming together to, like, raise money for, like, music venues that obviously can't put out any music, or, like, bands putting on, like, a Zoom, like, concert, basically, and people can still, like, Venmo and, like, stuff like that. I think that's awesome. I like how, like, essentially, like, this industry has kind of, like, came together as, like, one big family, and everybody has, like, helped everybody out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like what Kyler said about, like, live streaming concerts. Like, I've seen on Twitch, like, those huge music festivals of, like, electronic dance music, EDM. Like, those concerts being streamed on Twitch and stuff like that. So people, like, still sort of can get the experience of it. And I mean, I think there's been a lot of time for people to have sort of more self-reflection on, like more free time to do things and discover, like, what they really can do or what they're capable of doing. And I also agree with what you're saying about communication and, like, how communication has changed, but yeah, it feels more genuine, and, like, people actually really would like to have a connection through the internet, which I think was different before all of this. So hopefully there's more pros that can come out of this than the horrifying destruction that this virus has caused.
First of all, I hate WebEx. That's one thing I learned from this whole thing.
I don't know if we can add that, keep that in, but it's fine. Just,
you can keep it in. I'm just saying it's awful.
That's a call to non-action. Don't download WebEx. Non-action.
That's too much. Opinion.
At least it's free, right? Not really, because we have to pay the school, and the school pays for it anyway.
Hashtag non-sponsor.
I mean, I do understand, like, the whole connection thing. Unfortunately for myself, I don't have the patience for live streams, but I'll, like, check out a little bit, just a little bit, because I have some friends and some bands, and I'll just check to see what they're doing. And yeah, it's pretty cool seeing what people are doing right now.
Yeah, my main hope is that when all this stuff is over, that people have more of an appreciation for genuine human connection and just being around people. Because, like, I mean, even myself, like, you know, someone will ask me if they want to hang out, and I'd kind of just say no, because I'd rather just, like, be by myself sometimes. But now it's like, that is literally the last thing I want right now. yeah.
Big mood.
Well, that's it for me. Does anyone else have anything before we wrap things up here?
I think that's a good way to end the semester.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man. Don't get feelsy on me, guys.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands with the tears you have. It's fine.
And soap.
And soap, yes.
Cool.
I cannot hear what you're saying, Kyler. I'm gonna send you this video recorded stream of, like, what we heard this whole time, and you're gonna be like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, did I look dumb?
Nothing has changed.
Can that stay in, please?
Yeah, I guess.
Major support for The Scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station.
Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Wes Skaggs, Chase Carter, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. Will Robbins is our booking and communications coordinator. Special shout out to Adam for helping me in this, for this week's endeavors. This episode was produced by yours truly, Kyler Altenhoff.
Special thanks to the venues who let us record this week's artists.
To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on The Scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and visit our episode archive. Again, that's indianapublicradio.org/the scene.
Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene at Indiana Public Radio and find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @The Scene on IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app.
Join us again next time to hear what's happening in The Scene, here on The Scene.
All right, guys. What are we supposed to do now? Are we supposed to just, well, the episode's over, so I guess we should just sign off in a silly fashion.
I'm Chase.
I'm Will.
I'm Wes.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Kyler, and this has been your quarantine producers roundtable.
Your quarantine scene.
Your quarantine.